Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. All right. Father, thank you so much, Lord, for blessing us with this understanding today and eventually bringing out truths that need to be known. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to talk to you today about Great Shakings, Bringing the Man-Child Revival, Part 2. And we're going to start off with a revelation here we called Something 100 Times Worse Than COVID-19 Is Coming. Yes. Bill Steenland sent us this revelation on 9/21/21. But first, I want to say that today I'm going to share a lot of circumstantial evidence, but time will tell what is fact. It's necessary to warn you that a storm is coming. We'll see what it could be, okay? Bill said, I had a great short dream. There was a large storm coming. I was shown a map, and the top hemisphere of the entire globe was consumed in this storm. From Russia to west coast of North America. I'm not sure if this is connected or not, but that night I was sleeping, I heard the words, 100 times worse than COVID. Well, we know a storm could be any judgment, but the COVID plague of the vaccines can be multiplied. Back in Wuhan, when this started, it was proven that COVID was severely aggravated by 5G that had just been turned on in the major cities where people were dropping dead. I think the Lord showed me that they will turn 5G up to kill the people who are infected with COVID, or at least those who have the vaccination, which is far worse. COVID-19 infected the lungs, and 5G radiation magnified this to a death sentence. The deep state are spraying spike protein nanoparticles on the cities, especially in red states, and large gatherings of right-wing conservatives to infect them, according to Mike Adams, the health ranger. The combination of these things could certainly give us a plague 100 times worse, since this would parallel Wuhan. The deep state is planning a worse plague and or event in the near future. Biden just gave a speech at the UN General Assembly in which he predicted another pandemic coming, among other dire predictions, with weather and climate change, which the deep state has been doing with their weather warfare around the world on governments that won't submit. And if you're listening to the mainstream media, you're not going to know any of this. Sorry, but it's fact. And I believe September the 24th, that is 9/24/21, could be a pivotal date for happenings that will bring a great storm, including a spiritual and possibly a physical earthquake between opposing sides. Earthquakes are a tearing of the earth between two sides. For one thing, it is an important day that will cause many to know that Trump is officially coming back, even though he never really left. Trump made a deal a few days back with the deep state that there would be no false flags if he withheld declassing their crimes on the emergency broadcast system. On September the 18th, in Restored Republic, Whiplash 347 stated, why do you think the White Hats telegraphed that the Arizona audit results will be released next Friday, September the 24th? Wouldn't that be an invitation to the cabal to plan false flags for then? Of course. The date is firmly stated because the cabal has made a surrender deal. Okay, well, we'll find out if they keep their word. The cabal caved to Trump's threats of launching the EBS, Emergency Broadcast System, this weekend if the cabal and media failed to show the Arizona audit results that were due to come out Friday, 17th of September. To make the deal, all Trump had to do was to delay the Arizona audit results for 1 week, and no EBS this weekend. That was that weekend. This deal of no false flags is up on the 24th, which enables them to do more false flags, so the 25th could bring the horrendous false flags the deep state have been threatening, and the great storm. Okay. In return, Durham got an indictment against Sussman on Friday without a false flag distraction, and any false flags by the cabal going forward will break the deal and the EBS will immediately launch. This should prevent false flag attempts at the September 18th protest. Okay. Additionally, the deal appears to include allowing Durham to go forward unobstructed in his FISA-gate indictments, which will include Obama. The art of the deal. Negotiations are indeed real. Okay, in summary, on Saturday, the 18th of September, the cabal surrendered in no coincidence with the activation of Trump's Executive Order 13959, a declaration of war against the big corporations. Now going forward, any false flags by the cabal and or if the mass media failed to cover the 2020 election fraud, COVID vax hoax events, or not allow Durham to go forward unobstructed in his FISA-gate indictments, which would include Obama. It would break the deal and immediately launch the emergency broadcast system and martial law worldwide, which is coming, by the way. On Friday, the 24th of September, 2020, election fraud exposed with release of Arizona audit, while Georgia, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and other key states were looking at election fraud. President Trump on audits said this, "That train is moving along the track very rapidly." Yes, they're moving on all fronts. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case to reinstate Trump. And I'll put a link here for that. It's very interesting. The water event expected at any time. A volcano on La Palma Island of the Canary Islands, Spain, was causing a land detachment the size of Manhattan Island that could easily slide into the Atlantic Ocean, generating a tsunami that would strike the East Coast 7 hours later, possibly inundating several miles on the U.S. coastline under tens of feet of water and destroying almost everything in its path as it comes ashore. Now, all of these attacks are possibilities of the great storm to stop the alliance from destroying the deep state. I don't think it's an accident that this volcano went off at this particular time. Deep state has those abilities. Restoring Republic went on here to say, 9/21/21, Q said, "My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. Trust the plan," unquote. So we've been told for years that these words would be spoken as a sign for everything to begin. Okay. General McIntyre said, "Major false flags incoming," say intelligence agency whistleblowers. "These events will make 911 look like nothing. Beware of what you eat, drink, and consume." Well, this is probably because they are talking of putting, the deep state is talking of putting the vaccination spike proteins in the lettuce and spinach and other vegetables. So pray over your food and mean it by faith, right? Many do not understand why dates set by the alliance have not been met. The date part is disinformation to bring out of hiding the deep state. They build up a date publicly and purposely to provoke the deep state to try to stop them because this thing is devastating them. And then the NSA and military intelligence is watching them to do the crime. And then they arrest more of the deep state. It has worked very well for them. But it's made some people obviously leery that all of this is baloney. No, the only thing it was from the beginning is the dates, okay? I believe we are coming to a date that will not be moved, 9/24, which will lead to an above-ground war with many kinds of weapons and, you know, the things I just mentioned. So, hence, we're going to include 9/25, okay? Here's Nick's Intel report, 9/21/21. Emergency broadcast system is set, ready to go. 9/24/21 is a good target date for the military to announce. Now, he gives a list here. What I want to say is I'm not sure they will announce anything, but they are working towards this now. Here's the list. That Operation Warp Speed was code for military takeover. That the return of President Trump. The crimes of the Dems. The fraud of the elections. Indictment of more cabalists, the arrest of fake Fauci for crimes against humanity, fraudulent use of $3 million given to Wuhan lab, the continuation of gain of function research, the finding and disarming of 11 cabal nukes used as leverage by cabal to prevent their arrests. The arrest of all former cabal and Federal Reserve members for treason. This is all in play, says Nick. Fauci has already been arrested. All will culminate on what? The 24th. Okay. Again, we hear the 24th. Well, we're going to hear it some more. Okay. And I want to talk to you about earthquakes and shakings. On September 24th or 25th, question mark. The news is saying that the Arizona election audit results will be announced on September the 24th, and that Trump is having a rally in Georgia the next day on the 25th. Well, obviously, this is going to open the door a crack for him to come back in, officially come back into office. We're also hearing that September 24th will be the new Christmas. I'm just guessing it, that understanding the alliance could be handing out gifts to the deep state, as we just listed some of them, or giving out GCR gifts, possibly. 9/24 is definitely a beginning of a division of the land or people. A polarizing event that could be a spiritual earthquake. And we are not discounting the possibility of a major natural earthquake, as we will see. The deep state is very adept at this. Okay. Eve said, I asked if 924 could be a physical earthquake or a spiritual shaking of men, and received Isaiah 31:5. My finger was on the phrase, he will pass over. Well, Passover was a time of destruction for the enemies of God's people, and a protection for those who are under the blood. Not all are under the blood. Even Christians are not under the blood, for sure. They're rebellious and disobedient to God's word. So, for those under the blood, this is going to be a Passover, which many apostate Christians and factious people will find that they don't have. Okay. And what stood out to me in the text, she said, was the phrase, flesh and not spirit. Wow. In verse 3, 1 through 9 in context. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. This reminds me of, cursed is the man that trusts in man and maketh the flesh his arm. I know they're talking about 1,000 years of peace, but it's a bunch of baloney. Verse 2, yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers. Well, listen, I can tell you that this is talking about apostate Christianity. And against the help of them that work iniquity. Well, the deep state false government they ignorantly pledge their allegiance to, I believe, is talking about here. Okay. Now, the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. There it is. There's the phrase that impressed Eve. And when the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall stumble, and he that is helped shall fall, and they shall all shall be consumed together. Okay. For thus saith the Lord unto me, as the lion and the young lion growling over his prey, if a multitude of shepherds, the religious leaders against the deep state, be called forth against him, will not be dismayed at their voice. The deep state's not bothered by what they're saying, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So will the Lord of hosts come down to fight upon Mount Zion and upon the hill thereof. Well, the bride's prayers and spiritual warfare is going to turn the tide, just like it did in Esther, right? As birds hovering, so will the Lord of hosts protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will pass over and preserve it. So basically, the bride's Passover, the bride's protection here. Verse 6, turn ye unto him from whom you have deeply revolted, O children of Israel. That's the church. The bride is not the church, as Song of Solomon and Esther clearly show. Okay. For in that day they shall cast away every man his idols, still talking about Israel, the church, and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made unto you for a sin. And the Assyrian And we know who the Assyrian is. We've had received words about the Assyrians many times. It's the deep state and the church factions. Shall fall by the sword. The Assyrian shall fall by the sword, not of man. And the sword, not of men, shall devour him. Well, we know the Lord is behind the destruction of the deep state and the faction. Okay. So it is really him doing it. But the sword not of men sounds like a natural catastrophe could be used. Okay? Just a suggestion. And he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall become subject to task work. The deep state will lose this war after they have drained the swamp of apostate Christianity, as we have been telling you. And his rock shall pass away by reason of terror. Yep, whatever they put their dependence upon, which is Satan, basically, they kill people in order to have Satan's favor. And his princes shall be dismayed at the ensign, says the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, that's the bride, and his furnace in Jerusalem. Remember, the king heard Esther's voice for the people of God, and he turned things around. Okay, I personally asked the Lord to give me a miracle answer. If an earthquake will hit America on September 24/25, and I received by faith at random, Proverbs 10:25. In context, 24 and 25. That's the 2 days. this is not an accident, folks. And it says, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, and the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Ah, both sides here. And when the whirlwind passeth, the wicked is no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Well, when I put my finger on, when the whirlwind passeth, it made me think to look at when it hits. Not when it passes, but when it hits. So I looked at 24. And I happen to have had a note next to 24. My note that I wrote next to 25 early in Biden's false presidency. And the note was, will Biden be overthrown by shaking of planet X? I got two heads for yes. And a Haggai 2:22, unquote. I had all that in that note back at the beginning, right after the beginning of his so-called presidency. So that's interesting. Haggai speaks of the date, the 24th, right? September the 24th, in the English calendar, not so in the Hebrew. So, 2 is a number representing, since it was Haggai 2:22, it's a number representing division. And earthquakes, of course, divide the earth. So, planet X is in our solar system now, according to astronomers, and it could be what will cause a physical earthquake on the 24th or 25th. It will at least be a sign of a spiritual earthquake, and it could be both. Okay? That's why I say it could be both. A possibility for judgment on September 24/25 and a great distraction is the scenario in the Canary Islands. But time will tell. There have been many earthquake swarms over there again recently, and it's now erupting quite a bit and has scientists very concerned. If there is an earthquake and or volcanic explosion that causes the western part of the island to slide into the Atlantic Ocean, it will create a devastating tsunami that would destroy the east coast of the United States. The timing of this is not an accident, and the deep state is well able to accomplish this. And I'm going to put some video links below concerning this. I'll just give you the name of these. La Palma earthquakes in Cambrai Vieja volcano erupting now 9/19/21. The future tsunami that could destroy the East Coast. Mega tsunami scenario. La Palma landslide. Okay. Those are all possibilities. I want to say that some people have said, oh, it's not going to be bad because the magma has found an opening and a way out. But let me tell you, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with, does the magma contact water? If it breaks out into the ocean, which would be very easy, water would go in, and it would explode 1,600 times its original mass, okay? Or if it reached the water table, it would explode 1,600 times its original mass. So, that's why I say it's still a danger. Well, it's important to understand that the beast destruction at this time is temporary to give the people of God relative peace from the beast governments for the man-child reformers to retrain the church during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, so they will be ready to spiritually survive and prosper in the war that the beast wages against them in the second 3.5 years of the tribulation, after the full mark of the beast. I believe the vaccination is a prelude to the real mark of the beast. And we've already talked about that, you know, what they put in there that's almost like a chip that's growing. Terrible thing. The great shaking is accompanied by the coming of Jesus manifested in the man-child reformers by word and spirit, and the change of fortunes for God's people as they go into the wilderness. It's all coming soon. And we need to be ready. Isaiah 64:1-4 says, "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and that thou wouldest come down," talking about the Lord, of course, "that the mountains might quake at thy presence." Yes, when the Lord comes, it's going to be in the midst of the earthquakes, and he's coming in the man-child body. Number two. As when fire kindleth the brushwood, and the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, so that the nations may tremble at thy presence. There's that trembling again, at thy presence. The nations. He's talking about the earth, the whole earth. And when thou didst terrible things which we looked not for. Yes, people are not suspecting the terrible things. They're expecting all this wonderful things that, they think they're going to do. Okay? Accomplish. Thou camest down. The mountains quaked at thy presence. How many times does he have to tell us? For from of old men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen a God besides thee, who worketh for him that waiteth for him. God's people are waiting for him. And as always, we see in part, and we prophesy in part, the following are attempts to make sense of the happenings in the world around us, and current news in light of biblical prophecy. We're going to call this the Jewish 924, a type for the church's Gregorian 924? Question mark. The Jewish feast of Hanukkah typifies the time of the anointing of the man-child at the beginning of the tribulation in order to spread that anointing throughout the bride and the larger church. Hanukkah is a celebration for 8 days and nights starting on the 25th of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. That's in 2021. It runs from November 28th to December the 6th. Okay, there's that number, 25th, okay? It celebrates a time in the 2nd century B.C. when a small group of Jews with little arms, led by Judah the Maccabee, conquered the greatest deep state army of their time and drove them from their land, reclaiming the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Ooh, these are all things we have been talking about and expecting, right? When they found themselves without enough holy oil to rededicate their temple from a time of Greek defilement, when they wanted to light the temple's menorah, the 7-branched candelabrum, representing the 7 churches, okay, they found only a single cruse of holy oil. They lit the menorah, and that 1 day supply of oil lasted for 8 days until they prepared more oil. So God multiplied that oil for them. The Hellenists were Jews who sided with their deep state, like many apostate Christians ignorantly do today, pledging allegiance to the thing that they don't know is running their country. Okay? I do not expect the first fruits man-child will be anointed with the holy oil during the literal feast of Hanukkah, but God is still about to fulfill that sign in the days to come by rededicating the New Testament temple of his people and multiplying the oil of the first fruits man-child in the 7-branched church. As Jesus multiplied his anointing through his apostolic witnesses to the larger church, so the man-child will multiply that anointing through end-time witnesses to miraculously restore the light of the church. On the evening of the 24th of Kislev begins Hanukkah, when Haggai was told by the Lord that he would bless them from this day by shaking the heavens and the earth and breaking the power of the nations over them, sending them into the wilderness tribulation behind the man-child reformers. Haggai 2:10. Listen carefully. In the 24th day, 924, of the 9th month, Kislev, that's 924, in the 2nd year of Darius came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. And verse 19, from this day will I bless you. That is, who is he speaking to? Those in Jerusalem, the bride. Okay. Verse 20, and the word of the Lord came the second time unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, Kislev 9:24, as a type and shadow of our 9:24, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that's the man-child, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, as we just saw, it's the coming of the Lord and his man-child, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. Kingdoms of the world that are ruled by the deep state will fall to the new one world order. I've been explaining that to you recently. The Lord has held me off on that until just recently. So, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them. He's applying this obviously to a parallel with the Egyptians, right? And the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. Okay, so this is as when when Egypt's power, as the deep state power, was broken over the called out ones of Israel, representing the church, as they went into the wilderness tribulation to learn to walk by faith in God, right? And at this time, Israel was led by their man-child, Moses, who is being typed here as the first fruits leadership, Zerubbabel, meaning born from Babylon. You know, Moses, as a type of the man-child, parted the Red Sea, let the deep state run into the midst of it, and then closed the Red Sea. Verse 23. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee a signet. For I have chosen thee, says the Lord of hosts. Notice, in that day of Hanukkah, Zerubbabel will be a signet, which is a ring or a seal of authority, such as Mordecai and Joseph, both man-child types, received from the king. Aha! So the man-child will come with the authority of God to bring God's people out of bondage to the world and through the wilderness tribulation to their heavenly promised land. Yes, it will be then. Okay. Also on this day, the foundation of the Lord's house, not made with man's hands, is laid again after a great falling away since the time of the apostles. Haggai 2 and 18. Consider, I pray you, from this day and backward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, there's 924, since the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Consider it. Hey, consider this, okay? It is through the shaking of the nations in the tribulation that God's desired people come out from among them to become the temple of peace. 2 and 7. And I will shake all nations, and the precious things, Hebrew word is desired here, of all nations, the precious desired of all nations shall come. And I believe that that is the Lord in the temple of his people. And I will fill this house with glory. There you go. The glory of the Lord in his house, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 8. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Yes, the alliance has been taking the gold and silver from the deep state. But God says, nope, belongs to me. Which he will supply through Cyrus Trump to the people of God to go back and rebuild their kingdom. Okay. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So, in the former reign, Jesus, the man-child, laid the foundation of the former glory house. Ah. So, 1 Corinthians 3:11, for other foundations can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And some churches haven't even laid the foundation correctly. So also in the latter reign, Jesus in Zerubbabel, as a type of the man-child reformers, will lay the foundation of the latter, greater glory, house. Yes, the latter reign is greater than the former reign. Greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father, Jesus said. And Zechariah 4 and 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. Aha! Notice, this verse is saying that it is the Lord who is coming in the Zerubbabel man-child to rebuild the house of God. Wow. So now we have discovered a type under the Jewish calendar for 924. The Jewish type is literal, as is the Old Testament, Old Covenant, right? And a type for the spiritual Jews of the New Testament. As you know, Jesus and his disciples interpreted the parables of the Old Testament, bringing them into the New Testament. So let's examine the same text in light of 924 on the Gregorian church's calendar. Okay, we've discussed the day of September 24th for years as a possible day for the approach of the dragon, also known as Planet X, and shaking of the earth because of Haggai's prophecy. But we were never sure of the year. However, everything points to the tribulation starting very soon. We are seeing and will see the Passover, where those not under the blood are dying of a plague, just like it was in Egypt. It was then that they received funds from the Egyptians, which Cyrus also did when he freed God's people from bondage. Trump is about to do the same thing with Nasara Jassara, so the timing seems to be now. On another note, when they left Egypt, the man-child Moses parted the Red Sea and closed it on their enemies, which in our day would be the deep state and the factions against Christianity. And then on the other side of the Red Sea, you remember Paul said that they were baptized in the cloud. He said they were baptized in the sea, water baptism, and in the cloud, spirit baptism. Oh, and a lot of the church hasn't yet received the former rain, which they will receive according to Joel chapter 2, and also the latter rain afterwards. Okay? So they indeed had a great celebration at that time on the other side of the Red Sea when their enemies were all destroyed. Then they went into the wilderness, which is the tribulation according to Revelation 12 and 17. Sorry, all you pre-tribbers, you need to go back and read your Bible for yourself. They have been lying to you. Okay? Haggai 2:18, consider, I pray you, from this day and backwards, from the 24th day of the 9th month, a Hebrew day, but since the Gentile church is grafted into the olive tree of those circumcised in heart, the Gregorian date for 9:24 could be applicable. Since the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Well, 9:24 begins the building of the temple of God's people. 19. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. And that was all. They never bore any fruit because they were all too busy building their own places, you know. What day? What is this day? Verse 20. And the word of the Lord came the second time unto Haggai in the 24th day of, and it was the 9th month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, type of the man-child, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. Well, this is due to the approach of the dragon planet Nibiru. Planet X stresses the earth and definitely will cause earthquakes, but the deep state is helping it. I'm telling you, our dreams have told us that they are going to use this stress to cause a greater damage. Okay? And I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. The nations will be devastated and leaderships will fall. The deep state governments around the world are about to fall to the alliance of nations. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. Yes, the deep state, when they're getting caught, as they're getting caught, they're turning each other in, pointing the finger, and yeah, there's no honor among criminals. the Red Sea destruction of the deep state and their army who are fighting against God's people is what's seen here. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and will make thee a signet, for I have chosen thee, says the Lord of hosts. And as we saw, Zerubbabel means born from Babylon. As he was the first fruits leadership to come out from among the Babylonians and to lead the rebuilding of the temple of God's people. Amen. Amen. Well, notice that 924 is the great shaking. And it is coming of the man-child and change of fortunes to God's people as they go into the wilderness. It's all coming soon, and we need to be ready. The beginning of this text reads in Haggai 2 and 7, and I will shake all nations, and the precious thing or desire of all nations shall come. Jesus in the man-child typed by Zerubbabel in this chapter. He is coming. And he's coming for his people, and he's coming in the midst of his people. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. So here's where God supplies the funds, as happened after the Passover, when Moses told the people to ask gold and silver from the Egyptians for their trip into the wilderness tribulation. And in parallel to this, Cyrus did the same thing as Trump is doing now. Verse 9, the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Yes, when God's people go back under their authority, which is the rebuilding of David's empire, David representing the man-child, and the bride, which David was the head over and a part of the bride. So, in the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. Well, this shaking of all nations happens when the man-child Zerubbabel is present. It is only to happen once more since the time Paul wrote Hebrews. Listen to what he said. Hebrews 12, 25 through 29. Here's 25, that one of those days. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not when they refused him that warneth them on earth, much more shall not we escape who turneth away from him that warneth from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth. So now he's comparing this with the next shaking by the dragon, which of course is in our day. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, just once more from the time of Paul, will I make to tremble not the earth only, but also the heaven. Once more the dragon approaches to shake all things, while our dreams say that the deep state will magnify the stress with their earthquake abilities. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that have been made. So God is behind this shaking. Planet X is God's planet, I got to tell you. In fact, we've had prophecies of that. As of things that have been made, that those things which are not shaken may remain. God's shaking down this old order, and he's bringing in a new order. He's taking down the old beast, and he's bringing in a new one. Praise God. Well, at least for the immediate future, it's a praise God, right? It's all going to be praise God. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, Let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Yes, he is coming to judge the earth, as he says, through the dragon beast body ruled by the deep state temporarily. And we'll see whether the earthquakes are spiritual or physical or both. Okay, I'm going to go back to what I said about the old order, the new order, the old beast and the new beast. Just for a moment, I've been sharing with you something that the Lord has kept me from sharing for quite a while, because he didn't want to use people to come against what the Alliance of Nations is doing. Because what they're doing is going to help to rebuild the kingdom at this point in history, right now. What they're doing is to rebuild, is going to fund the rebuilding, first of all, the deliverance of God's people from bondage to the deep state, and give them the funds to rebuild the kingdom of God on the order of David and Jerusalem, underneath which was the rest of the church, right, so-called. Okay, so at the beginning of this thing, we are to cooperate completely with this. Even though it is a gathering of all nations to overthrow the deep state in an agreement with all of these nations. To overthrow the deep state. Let me tell you that this agreement is not of man, it's of God. He is bringing a separation between the wheat and the tares. And we're to stay on this train until it's time to get off. Okay? When it's time to get off, the leadership is once again going to revert over to their former ways. It won't be the deep state that we know today, but it will be a bunch of communists taking over this one world order system that's being created. From that time, we need to get off. We have to cooperate with God when he says to cooperate with him, and not cooperate with the world when he says stop cooperating. We don't want the mark of the beast. But I got to tell you, and you'll find this true, God prophesied the coming of the mark of the beast, and he never said, I'm going to stop it. And he never said, I'm going to try to stop it. Because he prophesied it was coming. He was bringing it. He is bringing the mark of the beast to separate the wheat from the tares. He is doing this. It's going to sanctify the church. You're going to find out who the real church is. It's easy to play religion. It's easy to play Christianity until you're tested. Then you get to find out who's still aboard. We saw the faction leaving, and we knew why. We discovered all their sins, you know, and the ones they were hiding, as well as the ones they were doing. And God drove them out of our midst. Well, he wants to do the same thing with the whole church. He's doing this in the time of the sanctification of the man, child, and bride before the tribulation. And he's going to do it in the church in the tribulation. This is God's work. This is his plantation. This is his crop on the earth. He knows exactly what to do for his crop. And so we're going to cooperate until it's time to get off the train, right? Well, Father, I'm sure that everybody that's listened today is probably going to have to listen to this again, because we went very quickly and we put a lot of information in here. And we'll see, you know, if some of the speculation comes true or not. There's some pretty good, strong evidence in here, but we'll see. You are the judge. You are the final wisdom that we need. We ask for your wisdom, Lord. We ask that you build upon whatever we've said here that's right, and keep us on the path. Help us to understand our enemies. I think you've done a great job of that, Lord, teaching us to understand our enemies, who they are, and what they're doing. The church hasn't the foggiest ideas. They don't even know there's a war going on. They don't know that it started underground, mostly. Actually, it started years ago in the planning, but it started underground, mostly, and they won the war. The Allies have won the war underground, and now they've driven the enemy up top, and now it's going to become more public. And, of course, people are going to just relegate away earthquakes as something natural, and tsunamis as something natural, and they don't know what we know, Lord. So they're not expecting these things. They're expecting nothing but good from the Trump going back into, you know, office officially. He's already been there, but officially. And Lord, we just pray you will open their eyes to see what's been going on behind the scenes. The D-class is going to do this. They're going to make sure people are in their houses and able to watch their TV, because all they saw on there was the lies of the mainstream media, and it's going to be corrected. The D-class is going to happen. Okay, and their eyes are going to be shocked that this is going on. We're not shocked. We know what's going on. But the church doesn't know that. And so, Father, because they don't believe in the prophetic. So, Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you mightily provide for your people in the days to come. Now, I suggest, as people on the inner sanctum have suggested, that you get 2 to 3 weeks of food and water and money out of the bank to supply you during this time, because it can become very tumultuous. And the electricity is going to go on, off, and then on. They're going to switch it over. And the internet is going to do the same thing. So just be ready. God bless you, saints, and keep you in Jesus' name. All right. Good night, folks.